Now, my argument is it's all another form of the wheel. The last real invention was the wheel. Point to any other invention since then, it's just some offshoot of the wheel. And the wheel was a long time ago. That what looks like advancement is just another form of the same thing. And it creates its own problems and its own dilemmas and its own dissatisfactions. When your computer goes down, which is just a big set of wheels, then you're stuck and then you're all upset and then you're running around trying to gather the data you need from whatever source and running to the computer store to get it fixed, and you can't be without that important information. A whole new set of problems you didn't have before computers, before everything was centralized on your machine. But there was a whole set of problems before that, and a set of problems before that. And whatever the technology is in the future, there'll be a new set of problems with that. You know, cars are better than horses and donkeys and horse carts. But now the whole world's polluted. Now there's global warming due to exhaust. So you get there a little faster, yeah. Maybe even a little more conveniently, yeah. But now the polar ice caps are melting, a whole new set of problems. How is that progress? It's really progress if no problem comes with it, if it really changes something. But none of these things have changed anything since the wheel was invented. They just bring a whole new set of problems. Cars got invented and they had to build roads and highways. Now it's hard to find a green space if you live in a major populated area. Think of what a different life it was when most of the places you went were green. So I'm not saying it's not more convenient to have cars, but I'm saying don't ignore the effect of that. I'm actually arguing that that's not progress. Bigger problems have come with it. And there's nothing I've ever been able to think of that you can't make this argument about. That you can't readily and quickly, just by thinking about it, see the problems that go with it. And in that sense, it's not a real progress. It's not a real advancement. It's just a trading one set of problems for another. Yeah, the horse is slower and less convenient, but it doesn't melt the planet. So I've said before, there's no such thing as progress. All this dazzle people believe in, when the word technology gets said, technology is just a bunch of wheels. There's nothing amazing in it. So before you had a phone that was on the wall, and now you have a phone in your hand. Big difference. Now you can carry it around. It's not a huge difference.
I mean, John, I guess I should ask first, do you think that, like...
No, you can say whatever you want to say.
No, I'm curious then. Curing somebody so that they can live a longer life versus dying in a week or something like that, is that a good thing?
In what sense are you asking?
Just, I mean, I would, if that is true, then I would assume that in some cases technology has helped. In some cases in the medical field.
Well, you can make, and anybody can make, and I have no problem with your making, lots of arguments to the contrary about this thing and that thing and that thing, and you can decide for yourself. You don't need me to actually pontificate about which is really progress and which isn't. But the facts, see, my idea is that if you look at the facts intelligently, you're likely to come up with the same conclusion that I keep coming up with. So now there's diseases that didn't exist a few hundred years ago, or even a few decades ago. And one gets cured, one they find the way to